This episode is sponsored by It Ends With Us.
Based on the global best-selling phenomenon by Colleen Hoover, this captivating, faithful adaptation of the book is the movie of the summer.
Blake Lively stars as Lily Bloom, a woman embarking on a new life in Boston after overcoming a traumatic childhood. A chance meeting with the charming neurosurgeon Ryle sparks an intense connection, but as they fall in love, Lily begins to see sides of Ryle that remind her of her parents' problematic relationship.
When Lily's first love, Atlas, re-enters her life and her relationship with Ryle is upended, Lily realizes she must rely on her own strength to make an impossible choice for her future.
A Colleen Hoover book is always a good book, and I cannot wait to see this story brought to the screen.
Watch It Ends With Us, out now, only in cinemas.
This August, the best-selling phenomenon, It Ends With Us.
If you had a daughter, what would you say to her?
That captivated the world.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
Is now a movie that everyone's talking about and can't be missed.
15 seconds, that's all it takes to change everything.
Starring Blake Lively, It Ends With Us. Only in cinemas now, rated 15.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show. So, and she starts, you know, she goes through this whole thing. And then Alexis, of course, is like, oh, I mean, Tam, listen, I know you must feel so guilty, Tam, because, you know, Lexi knows. Lexi gets it, Tam, because, you know, you have a good heart. You have a good heart, Tam. Like, okay, so now she's Tam. So now you're just going to overly familiarize yourself with everybody by giving them shortened names. God, Alexis is such a dumbass.
She's like asserting her power there, right? And so...
Hey, Tam. Me and you, Tam. Me and you together. Yeah. Just
I want to be Tam.
Tam and like Lexi.
That. I'm Tam. Tam and Lexi.
HGLL, happy-go-lucky Lexi. So Tam is like,
I know, but it puts so much stress on me. I've always felt really sorry for Shannon, like... Back from the days of David, I was always listening to her problems, always using them against her, but in the way that a friend would. And I was always like trying to help her out by undermining her. But if I needed something, which was rare because I don't need anything, she was never there. But apparently I needed her a lot because I don't need anything, but she was never there when I did need something. And she was never there for me is what I'm trying to say.
But that's not true. Just a couple of weeks ago, didn't Shanna say, but I did call you when... She said something like, I did call you when, I don't know if Eddie had some medical thing. I feel like Eddie has a lot of medical things, but she's like, Eddie had a thing and you didn't call me. She goes, I did call you. She goes, well, not enough. But I called you and you never called me back. You didn't call me enough, bitch. And Tamara's just, I'm not falling for this. It's the same thing over and over with Tamara. If anybody is a terrible friend on this show, it's Tamara. She is the queen terrible person. I'm not going to hear it. I will not hear this Shannon slander.
So Tamara's like,
somebody in that level needs rehab.
And Lexis is like, oh, I thought she did.
No, she went to, quote-unquote, therapy for her how not to date the wrong guys. She's blaming him for her drinking.
I was like, well, I mean, I'm not going to, like, diss Shannon for going to therapy. And Alexis is like, can I tell you something? Okay, can I say John? Johnny, as I call him. I know, it's just think about it. John, then Johnny. You add an N and a Y to it, and it becomes Johnny. It's cool. Anyway, he's barely drank anything since I've been with him this entire time. I mean, it's been like happy-go-lucky Lexi and Johnny just not drinking all this time and just having sex four times a day. That's like our relationship now.
You know, it's so weird to hear you say John, you know, because, like, it's just, like, so different the way that you describe him, the way that Shannon tells us that he pays for everything, and that she pays for everything for John. And, you know, she always said that. And then she said, I borrowed $60,000 from John.
She was actually, it was $75,000, and it was from Johnny. So,
from the bank of Happy Go Lucky Lexi, so Tamara says that,
you know, last year she told me that he paid for her bracelets. Normally, when you break up, you have to give like a ring back or something. So, how the fuck is she gonna give her face back?
I'm like, ma'am, have you never seen the movie Face Off? It can scientifically happen.
Boobs back like 10 times. It can literally happen. You are living proof. You are walking proof.
So Alexis tells us, I don't want to go into battle, okay? But if you're going to lie about the man that I'm going to marry, Johnny, okay, and ruin our reputation together, she's going to need another facelift to pick up her jaw from the floor, and she'll probably need some like dental work because she might have broken a tooth when her jaw hit the floor. And you know, it could be a crown, who knows? But you know, I'm the queen here, so like her crown's not gonna be like a crown like that. It'll be a mouth crown. Okay, so there, dis.
Don't throw around a violent puzzle when you live in a jigsaw face house. Okay, lady, who's anybody on this show to judge anybody else for their plastic surgery?
I know.
This is infuriating. So Alexis is like, She's poking a bear. Oh, really, Alexis? Why don't you get another man to sue her? Because that seems to be your specialty. It's two in a row. That's pretty good. I mean, I will say.
Oh, you're right. Still,
she's you're got right. Two men in a row suing Shannon. She's obsessed. So then we go to Gina at her house with her son, Bad. And she's like, where's your brother's feel and Bad?
And, it's like things are happening around town.
It would be. If her boy is named Bead, then the brothers would be I and Feel.
Yeah,
sorry, I you messed that one up twice.
So then we see Emily is asking Annabelle's opinions on dressing up. And then Katie is dressing up in front of her daughter. And now we arrive at Gina's party. And we're at a place. It's called like, I think it was called like Ben and Mallory's or something. And they're there, and Gina is talking to... This is a Gina-hosted party, by the way. Significant. We always talk about how Gina never hosts parties. So well, she must have sold the house.
It's a restaurant. It's like at the back of a Chili's.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Yeah, we should have known. So Garrett, this mixologist is walking like he just took it from the whole football team. This guy's got weird... He's got weird meat... energy. You know meat, when you go to a butcher and they're wearing those big rubber aprons. He's wearing a rubber apron, right? Is that in my head? He's so weird. He comes up, he's like, hi, just tell me your flavors and we'll create something for you. She's like, I like sweets. Got it.
Yeah, he's like,
it's gonna go create a whole menu based on sweets, I guess.
Yeah, and he also asks what her allergies are. And she goes, I'm allergic to assholes. And then she tells us, I feel like there's a strong possibility that I may have an old allergy attack tonight.
Oh, God, you're like a bee giving itself anaphylactic shock. So then the ladies arrive, and Gina greets them. And she's like, oh, my God, it's a prefixed menu for the night. That pre means before, and fixed means it's fixed. Because right now, it's before anything's fixed. And I... Never mind, I don't want to say it. I feel so bad.
So now Shannon and Vicky are in a car arriving. They're driving along the way, and Shannon's looking something up. And she goes,
well, Victoria, did you know that apparently I cannot go to Mexico for 10 years with a DUI? So, well, I guess I'll just let that sombrero catch some dust on it. Because what am I supposed to do?
And Vicky's like, well, maybe you can go to San Diego, and then you can, like, cross the border.
sure, yeah. Great. Great idea.
It doesn't count. doesn't count in San Diego.
That's still going to Mexico.
The logic here. So she's like, well, I'm not excited about sitting at a dinner table with Alexis and Tamara, who are apparently going by Lexi and Tam now. How am I supposed to deal with Alexi and a Tam?
You know, I know that Vicky will have my back and that she supports me, at least for this season. So I'm bringing her along.
Are we going to whip it up tonight? Are we going to whip it up? Are we going to whip it up? Are we going to whip it up?
No.
We could whip it up without alcohol. I mean, I would suggest it. You could drink, though. You could drink. I've got your back. Drink. You should drink right now. On camera, in front of Tamara. Do it. It's going to be great. I've got your back.
Well, I unfortunately already whooped it up earlier today because I poured myself a bowl of ancient grains, which is my version of whooping it up.
So Gina's like, I mean, wow, because they come in and Tamara is wearing Gina's confessional dress. You know, they've got the same,
yes,
the same interview
look. But I feel like more successful.
Wasn't it Jen?
No, it was Tamara who was wearing it.
No, I think it was Jen who was wearing it. I thought it was Jen who was wearing her same dress because I was like, oh my God, both the poor people have on the same dress.
No, I remember being Tamara personally. But either way.
Well, it's hard to tell because they look exactly the same. Even when they're like, oh, here's a flashback of here's Jen in Vegas. I was like, wait, Tamara went to Vegas too? And they just said Jen.
It's like, is that Lori wearing? Either way, whoever was wearing it better than Gina. I'll just tell you that much. So Gina's like, I mean, this is like fucking bullshit. This bitch is wearing my dress and she has bigger boobs than me. It's like fucking bullshit. I still think I want better, but like, I don't know. I just feel bad. So then the girls, they're all, you know, saying hi to each other. And
I
Heather
looked it up because, you know, I have to know. And it's crazy how much this happens on this show. Gina slams Tamara Judge for buying same interview dress. Okay, so you're right. It wasn't Jen. Anybody slamming their steering wheel. And then Tamara is wearing the same dress Katie wore at the Gretchen just wore the same dress, the same Zimmerman dress as Raquel from VPR. Heather Dubrow and Vicky Gunvalson wore the same Fendi dress. It's like, wow. It's like, it's our lives right on this Google page.
Don't forget that famous blue Terry Mugler dress. Yeah, everyone's making the rounds. The stylists are making the rounds with everyone. So anyway, Heather's like, oh, Tamara, could you move my chair? Because I don't want to sit across from Katie. I can't do that, okay? And I don't want to sit next to Gina. Also, I don't really want to sit next to any poor people. I'll just sit in that corner over there, in a wealthy corner, and I'll just put up a little cellophane wall, and that way I can watch you guys like I'm in Dead Man Walking.
And then they're talking about how hard it is to see anybody anywhere because everybody hates each other. And they all start sitting down finally. And Tamara leans over to Katie. She's like, I'm so confused about this paparazzi stuff. Where are we? Where's the paparazzi stuff? What's going to happen today? What happened with it?
Well, you know, Gina and I discussed it. And I told her I felt like I was kind of sidelined a little bit. And that hurt me a lot because it's my good, dear friend. And I'm rethinking a lot. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about things. And Tamara's like, I don't understand that concept, thinking about things. So they all get their cocktails. And Tamara, of course, notices Emily's brand new ring because, of course. And Emily's talking about how she got it for her anniversary. And then Alexis starts chiming. It's like, oh my God, is there a new ring? This reminds me so much of the one that Johnny J got for me. It has diamonds and there's an inscription that says, to happy go lucky Lexi, you're my favorite and there's never been anyone like you. It's just like really amazing.
Well, we went to dinner for our anniversary and I pulled out my photo to get them. It's like this big, it's huge.
And Heather's like, wait, like sexy photos?
Yeah.
Were you eating a turkey sandwich in the photos?
Well, that was one of the options. I'm not going to lie.
So then we see a flashback of this boudoir photo. I'm really hoping this is the end of the boudoir photo arc. It feels like it can't go anywhere from here. So I'm hoping that this is the grand finale, is this flashback.
That's been every Emily storyline for the past 18,000 years, and she just keeps coming back with them. So I don't think there's any eradicating this. I think it's one of those things. I think it's like taxes. It's just one of those things we deal with.
Yeah, I think you're right. So then Alexis, of course, leans into Katie and goes, so I hear you had a golfing event without happy-go-lucky Lexi. You know, I do live on a golf course. So I understand what golf is. So I don't know why I'm not there. So
what was the thought process? Cause like only one person was left out of that. Like that's crazy. You know, that would be like the waiter not giving me more water refills when I have a swimming pool.
Yes. Well, I got to know Shannon a little bit and I thought, let me give her a day to know these girls where she doesn't have to feel like she's underwater. You know?
Yeah, but you guys have to understand where Lexis is coming from. I mean, she works so hard to sleep with this guy just to get back on the show, and then she doesn't get to get back on the show, guys. I mean, it's just mean. Think about Lexis's feeling.
It's just not fair. It's just, like, not fair. Like, this is just, like, so not fair to me right now. Poor Alexis Bellino, the victim in this.
Yes.
You're a friend of... I'm convinced that she thought she was a full-fledged cast member at this point, and that's why she was really mad. She felt like she was being iced out of, you know, scenes where she was a cast member.
So then Shannon and Vicky come, and they're like, oh my... Is this...
Oh, is this a bookcase or is it a? It's a door. Wait, is that a bookcase? Is it? Why is the bookcase moving?
Why is the bookcase moving? What's it doing? Where's it going? Are they moving? Is the restaurant closing? Are they moving out? Oh my God, we're here to party. We're here to whoop it up. You can't move in the middle of our whooping it up. Oh my God,
I can't help but notice that this bookcase has opened up more than David Bedore did in 15 years of marriage. So congratulations, bookcase.
Oh my God, this is like Cardia. It's like Cardia. Okay, listen, if we go through there and there's another world, there's just going to be a white witch who's going to offer you chocolate. Do not take the chocolate. But just know, the lion is Jesus, okay? Hug the lion, no matter how scared you are. Hug it.
Is that Gina Keo in there? Is Gina Keo in the alternate universe?
She was also on Million Dollar Listing. They had a listing in Orange County because they're desperate right now, so they're taking, like, Orange County listings. And they had a broker's open, and Gina's like, "Hi, I'm Gina Keo from whatever Keo Realty." And they're like, "Okay." And then she just walks past. I'm like, "Okay, well, I guess that name carries no weight here. I will have a sugar cookie."
Have we talked about Gina Keo's latest, her recent photos that she's been posting and her daughter's responses to them? Because that funny shit.
No, we haven't talked about it, but they're
we haven't talked about that at all, but Gina keeps on posting these photos where she is, it's like a combination of face tuning and just like AI-ing her face, where like the face is just, it just is a different person. And her daughter.
It's like a Meredith Marks filter. Like, who is this? This doesn't even look like a human person.
And her daughter's name is Kara, right? Kara's like, "Mom, take this down right now. Stop it, Mom. This is ridiculous. Stop it. Stop it, Mom."
So funny. Okay, so Tamara, okay, so Shannon and Vicky go through this crazy door, and Tamara's like, "Oh my God, look, it's a wicked witch in the wind.
Is Tammy Knickerbocker here? So then Tamara's like, "I'm not surprised that Shannon brought Vicky because she needs backup. She wants people to do her dirty work so she can sit there and look like the victim." Tamara, I mean, like, literally that's how you play Housewives. You have to bring up, you bring your backup. I mean, why are you recruiting Alexis Bellino so hardcore right now? You just went to her house.
She is the victim. And Tamara's like, "I can't believe she's going to act like a victim. What are you, drunk? What are you, drunk? Stupid alcoholic, stupid face. Nobody loves you."
"Hey, Shannon, why don't you order yourself a man? Because you can't keep one." "That's right. Tell her, Alexis. Tell her." "Drunk Shannon, stupid drunk bitch." "Hey, Shannon, look kind of old today. Am I right, guys?" "Why'd you acting like such a victim over there? Why'd you crying? Come on, guys."
So Vicky sits down and she's like, "Hi, Alexis." And Alexis goes, "Oh, look who's in my world now." Vicky's like,
and we see the clip of Vicky meeting her for the first time and going, "Oh, hello, welcome to my world."
So. I love Alexis has been holding on to that quote for like over 10 years at this point. I don't even remember that scene happening. Was that like that was not a famous scene, was it? Was that like a famous, like, frosty welcome by Vicky Gundelson?
I don't remember that even being a thing, but apparently it was. And enjoy your year, Alexis. Enjoy your part-time year. Yeah. So Vicky's like, "What is wrong with this woman? She suits Tamara, and now you want to be friends with her? I mean, it's Looney Tunes. She's got Cuckoo Bird. The girl's got crazy. Crazy. She's crazy. She's crazy right now.
I'm in her world. Sit down, bitch." So then...
It's like me on a vacation without a laptop at the beach. Cuckoo Bird. Would never happen. Would never happen.
So now it's time to take some drink orders, and Vicky leans over to Shannon and goes, "You're not driving tonight. You can have a drink. Have a drink. Have a drink." So Shannon's like, "Oh, well, I mean, she does have a point. So I'm going to have the Belvedere and soda with some lemon. My first drink of the night, excluding the other four that I had on the way over here. I limit myself now.
And of course, everyone's listening to this drink order like, "Oh, scandalized that she would drink." And Vicky's like, You can have a drink. You're not driving. Don't worry about it. Don't listen to these people." She's like, "I'm aware, Vicky. I'm aware that I can have a drink. Thank you for announcing it to the table." "Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? An alcoholic should drink. That's what should happen. An alcoholic. I'm drinking. Look at that."
They should really send Tamara out to New Horizons or whatever the name of the place in Mount Promise is. She just shames everyone in rehab.
Good job, everyone.
Alcoholics antagonizing, like, I was trying to think of a name for like Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's like something that's antagonizing, because it's Tamara. Like, you don't even get the chance to go around in the circle where you get to say like, hi, my name is Shannon, I'm an alcoholic. She's like,
hey, everybody, that's Shannon. She's an alcoholic.
Yeah, Alcoholics Anonymous would definitely not work with Tamara, because she'd just leak everyone's names out to the press.
Guess who was at Alcoholics Anonymous the other day? Yeah, bitch.
Alcoholics Exposed with Tamara.
Alcoholics. Alcoholics Exposed.
Hey, everybody, that's Gene. He drinks too much and sometimes does coke and has an obsession with his mother. That's neither here nor there, but it's pretty funny. Hey, Gene. Hey, Gene. Hey, Gene, instead of giving you a chip, can we give you an apple? Because it's fat, too, everybody. It's a mixture. It's food alcoholism as well.
He's a machine.
So the table, of course,
Gene,
is
there. Yeah, sorry, Gene. I had Gene stuck in my head. Sorry.
It's a different Gene.
Not to be confused with our digital assistant, Gene. Gene, J-E-A-N. How can I help you?
Oh that's right. How can I help you today?
Hey. Hey, Gene, can you look up some meetings for Alcoholics Anonymous? Oh, you know what? I meant to look that up, but you know what? I think I have to go to the library. Well, you can't go to the library, Gene. You're a digital assistant. You don't have a body.
Sure I can. Oh, hey, you know what? Did you want me to look up Alcoholics Anonymous? Here's a muffin recipe.
You know, would you, Alcoholics Anonymous, would you like to know any of their last names? Because, you know, if you're trying to make new friends, you really should know who the last names of these people are.
So, everyone's just kind of staring, because Tamara is just so mean. She's like,
oh, yeah, alcoholics, yeah, alcoholics should drink.
And so everybody's just looking at her like, oh, my God, awkward, right? And so right. Vicky's like, she could have alcohol. She just can't get behind the wheel ever. Okay.
Do you truly believe that she doesn't have a drinking problem? Do you? Tamara, you have been on this for the past 10 years with me, Tamara. Everybody has best been drinking ever.
Disgusting. If you really do think she has a drinking problem, this is horrible. You're not allowed to say this to people with drinking problems.
Well, also, you're not the one who gets to say it. Like, I mean, you may gossip like, yeah, she probably drinks too much or maybe she needs help. But this is, hey, have you ever seen any intervention? This is not how interventions work. First of all, Tamara's messing up because she knows how to do the victim thing really well, victim antagonizer thing. And she knows the way you do it is she shows up with like a note and she cries to it, Shannon, I love you so much, but I'm hurt so much by the time when you order Belvedere at Gina's dinner party. It is like a dagger to my stomach. Like, that's what she's supposed to do, and cry, and then she can make herself look like the victim. But instead, she's just coming on really strong and really attacky. Now it's making all of us say, who are you to say that Shannon has a drinking problem just because she crashed her car into a wall and gets drunk every episode on this show?
Yeah, I mean, Tamara's basically counting on the audience being so mad that Shannon got a DUI that she's going to be on the righteous side and go against Shannon. Thing. But unfortunately, you're so bad at this year that you've gotten us all on the side of the person who got a DUI. I mean, come on.
Well, the thing is, where she's messing up is that what it's coming off as is that she's like weaponizing alcoholism. And like, ultimately, alcoholism is, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's a disease, right? I don't know. I'm like trying to think. For a moment, I was like, is it a mental health thing? But it covers different areas there in a way that's like pretty gross to weaponize the way that Tamara is. So it's just not really landing very well, and which is classic Tamara. I mean, I almost feel like I shouldn't even be mad. I should be like, thank you. Thank you for being so clunky about this right now.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
My name is Georgia King, and I am thrilled to be the host of And Away We Go, a brand new travel podcast on Wondery Plus, where we'll be whisked away on immersive adventures all around the world. Where we go, what we do, what we eat, drink, and listen to will all be up to my very special guests. We've got Ben Schwartz taking us on a whirlwind trip around Disneyland. We'll eat a bowl of life-changing pasta with Jimmy O Yang in Tuscany, Italy. And how do you feel about a spot of sugaring off with Emily Hampshire in Montreal? and Away We Go will immerse you in some of the wonders of the world.
We're going to be seeing some yellows and vibrant oranges.
And the shoes clicking against the cobblestone.
If you're looking to get somebody in the mood, have them look at the Chicago skyline.
You can listen to And Away We Go exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Georgia, do you know what joy sounds like?
I think I'm hearing it right now.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline, and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So, she's like, everybody's been calling you an alcoholic. And Shannon's like, well, it needs to stop. Who made you the judge and the jury of what my sentence is?
Even though your last name is Judge.
Well, there's a point there. Okay, and now let me tell you something. Let me tell you every freaking day, and I'm holding a tiny pencil and I'm waving it in your face. Every freaking day that I wake up, I think about what happened. I think about how Archie needed to pee so bad that he forced me to clip a house that had bangs that were a little bit too long that I was only trying to help look decent for its first day at school.
I think about that poor house that was damaged because some of Archie's pee got onto my foot and it really freaked me out. It was just a terrible moment. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
And she goes, yeah, I think about it every day. Every day, what happened? Tamara goes, oh, yeah? Is that after you have a drink?
All right, well, you know, yeah, that was a pretty sick burn, Tamara, I acknowledge. But you know what? Honestly, I think she's changed. I'm sorry, you can get mad at me, but I really think Janet's changed. Surprise! I bet you didn't think I was going to say that after we walked along in puffer jackets along the beach this morning. But guess what? I'm taking Shannon's side.
I think she's really doing a good job of working on herself. And I understand why it's hard for you, Tamara. But you know what? Like, at least she's not calling the paparazzi on herself.
By the way, I think I also would like some I Feel Bad Vidir on the rocks, please. Thank you so much. So Gina's like, she's like, you know what? It's not for Tamara to decide if Shannon's an alcoholic. It's not for Tamara to berate her and make her feel worse than she already feels. Because, you know, she's supposed to be your friend. So I don't get this behavior at all. And in fact, you know what it makes me feel? Bad.
Well, Tamara, you know what? Let's look at your drinking. Which I wish they had put in a montage of Tamara just being cross-eyed drunk, because she is all the time. Or like the time that she was on the floor of that restaurant making out with Bronwyn, or I don't know, just last week.
Anywhere.
Shanna's just like, what about your drinking? You a dead weight at Nobu.
And by the way, let's not forget that last season, yeah, Nobu, I don't know if this is an allusion to that Nobu dinner or if there was another one off camera, but like she got wasted at Nobu and she got into a huge fight. She screamed at Jen. And then afterwards she's like, I got so drunk. I blacked out and I didn't even realize what I was saying. I'm like, well, that would also make someone want to say, maybe you're an alcoholic, right?
Right.
If you're getting so wasted at a fancy restaurant and then you're screaming at allegedly a dear friend, that's like not a great endorsement of your drinking behavior either, ma'am.
Right. And Tamara's like, so what, bitch? She goes,
well, you've had to have people sit in the car with you and drive home. So what? There's a big difference between drinking and having a good time and being an alcoholic.
Not really. I mean, look, here's the difference. Alcoholics say, I'm an alcoholic. That's it. That's really the only difference. I mean, or alcohol, I mean, in society, you know what I mean? Like, Shannon and you, everybody on these shows can keep it up doing it to this level forever. Dorinda is a perfect example. Dorinda can keep doing that forever, and people are like, she's a lush or whatever. But it's not until Dorinda says, I'm an alcoholic, that people are like, oh my God, this is something we have to take serious. And it becomes a whole new set of rules on how you deal with it. You don't get to just use that as a weapon, I don't think. It's gross. She's gross. No shock.
So Katie,
sick of saying it. You're gross.
You're trash.
I feel bad.
Katie's like, oh, Jen, is this what every dinner is like? And she's like, yes, thank you so much for asking. Okay, well, your dinner looks really good. Yeah, so does yours. I love that. I love a free meal. So Gina's like, well, okay, Vicky, how do you feel about this, Vicky? Because between them, like, I'm just like curious. And Vicky's like,
I think it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Either way, because a friend is a friend. Okay, it's a friend. That's what I'm saying. What's disgusting? This whole fighting thing that you people are doing. It's disgusting what you do. What are you women who are fighting? Is disgusting.
But Vicky, you fight all the time, and I see you post stuff about her, and she's posted something about traitors, and you were like, oh, that's a perfect show for you. And we see a screenshot of Tamara tweeting about traitors and Vicky saying that's a perfect show for you. And Vicky's like, yeah, it is, because like what happened, she like traded, she traded on traitors. And Tamara's like, I was a faithful bitch, okay, I just decided to vote you two out, okay, and I didn't feel comfortable doing the show because Shannon just crashed her car and the house was drunk and she needed to go to rehab, bitch.
Yeah, but she did go to rehab. She did.
She went to therapy to figure out why she did this, bad guys. Suddenly different.
And Alexis is like, oh, bad guys. Surely she's not talking about Johnny J, right, Tam?
As she knocks over four glasses with her boobs as she shimmies, happy-go-lucky Lexi. So she says,
this has to stop. I've had two conversations with you on the telephone. Yeah, and you've drunk every time. And I couldn't drink in my program, so you need to stop. I was not drinking in my program. La, 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 la. It's all you fucking use. La, bitch. Okay, well, you know what? You need to stop because is that Belvedere here yet? I'm not drinking.
Stop lying and covering your bullshit. How you have to pay for everything for John? Remember when he said that? Remember when he said he had to pay everything for John? Get to that point, because I got some evidence to present.
Well, you know what? In the beginning, I did, those moon over my hammies did not pay for themselves, okay?
Oh, yeah? Then how come you owe him $70,000, babe?
And Alexis again has to be like, 75? Like, they keep getting the number wrong.
You remember the number is 75.
It's Shannon's age, 75. So then she's like, I've had enough. I am going to leave out of here as soon as I figure out which one of these bookshelves is the door out of here. Okay. Abracadabra. That's just a book. Okay. One moment, everyone. Abracadabra. Oh, no. Another
Patronus. It's a dog that looks just like Archie. That's weird. Oh, that's mine. I adopted him. We call him Arch.
Open sesame. Oh, no. This is... does anyone know? Are we just trapped in here? Is there a way for me to get out? I'm trying to have a storm out moment. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm just going to put on my invisibility cloak and I'm just going to sit here and not mind. I can see you, bitch. No, you can't. You cannot see me. Yes, I can.
Wait, I don't understand. Why does Shannon owe money?
She doesn't.
We can see you, Shannon. Okay? You're going to pretend you're gone. You can't talk.
Okay, I will be quiet.
Yeah, so why does Shannon owe money?
A facelift, because she got a facelift and a loan. That's why. Ask Johnny. Johnny J.
Okay, I am removing myself out of my invisibility cloak, and we know you've been coached, Alexis, and like, I cannot do this. Okay, I am going to storm out in... I'm just going to make an authoritative knock. Excuse me, I am trying to storm out of this library. Help me, please. Thank you.
You're not going to get the Kindle in your purse, Shannon.
Well, that's how I read books. Oh, bookshelf. Bookshelf.
Oh, well, it's this book. This book says 12-step program. Oh, well, I'm just going to put that back. So Alexis is like, oh, do you want the receipts?
You fell down every single one. You goddamn alcoholic.
Well, I am doing a lot of stairs by the beach, but I'm not in a 12-step program because I don't need
it. Shane's not.
Well, I'm going to proof, everybody. Happy-go-lucky Alexi. Here it is. Bank of America. Proof. Everybody want to see it? I've got it on my phone. All pulled up already. I got wire transfers. Anybody want to see it? And then they do. They all start passing around the phone. No, I would say, fuck no. I don't want to see it. It's none of my fucking business. Who cares? This doesn't prove anything that John gave her money. Maybe he was repaying back money that he spent of hers. Maybe he was giving her the money. Nowhere does it say loan to Shannon. Unless I'm mistaken and those checks say loan to Shannon for facelift.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like Heather's awfully quiet now that some screenshots have appeared. Considering how mad she was about Katie's. So Shannon's like, I'm fucking believable. And Tamara's like, liar face is going to be called out, liar face. And Emily's like, she's a liar, liar, Spanx on fire. Why are you guys making Gina the best one here right now?
Vile. So gross. Really gross. So Shannon goes to the restaurant part and she's like, oh, John. She's like a J machine gun.
Just walking over people's tables.
Getting your receipts. Receipts from John Jansen.
And then we go back to the private room and Gina's looking over the phone. She goes, oh my God, this is an actual receipt. It's actual.
And Katie's like, was this a gift or a loan? They were loans, and like one is like the facelift and the other is just because Shannon needed money. And he was like, Johnny J was like generous enough to give her the money. That's just like my Johnny right there. Just so generous.
Well, I hope that a lawyer is watching this because she just admitted that Johnny was generous and gave her the money. She didn't say loan.
There you go.
So how much was that one? God, Alexis, you're terrible at this.
Jen's like, oh, I didn't know she had a facelift. Jen's always a little late to the party.
Wow, she's had a facelift. Wow, I just wish I could talk to the old face and say, you know what, thank you so much for how kind you were to me. And then I would go to this other face and I say, have you met that old face? Both of you are such lovely people. You should have lunch together one day. You're just both great. Thank you so much.
Katie goes, yeah, she looks really great. Yeah, she looks really wonderful. You know, for someone who stole someone's money, like, she looks great doing it. Yeah, I believe that. I you know what, I say she just keep the money, because if you look that good with that money, that means you know how to invest wisely.
And Alexis is like, my boyfriend's reputation has been demolished and you've been fed by her. You don't know the truth. So let me tell you the truth about Johnny J. Because like, do you know the truth, Alexis? Do you know? You're hearing it from John, Alexis. Is that even the truth? Is that the truth?
Get a job. Get a job.
It's bad when Vicky Gumbelson is like the voice of reason. So Alexis is like, you know, you've been lied to, and I'm telling you right now, there's a lot more. And if she wants to go toe-to-toe, I'm, like, ready, okay? Happy-go-lucky Lexi is ready to go toe-to-toe.
And the producer is like, so what are you talking about, Alexis? Like, what do you have? And she's like, I'm confident in everything Johnny J says because I've watched his actions, and we're together 24/7. And so they formed this opinion by Shannon calling these other women late at night drunk, telling them horrible stories about John, and that nothing has been true. And none of that could be further from the truth. Not a single... What did she say? I just remember Shannon sticking up for John. The other stuff was stuff that other people were bringing on camera, like Tamara saying,
oh, she calls me all the time saying that she's mean and that she pays for everything.
Shannon never said that stuff on camera. Shannon cried to call you guys and talk about her shitty relationship, and you guys are the ones who brought it on camera to drag Shannon with it, which probably broke up her relationship in the first place. And now you're using that against her and saying that she brought all this stuff. You guys are jerks.
Listen, Shannon was protecting John, you know, when there were allegations that he showed up wasted at a golf course, which we knew were true because we saw how Shannon and John were pounding down the tequilas at Bronwyn's vow renewal party right before the pandemic. Like, I'll always remember that episode when they're in Palm Springs and they like went back to their room and he was just sitting there like like just drinking that booze. And then the rumor comes out that he was wasted and that his dad had to pick him up. And she's like, what?
He doesn't even drink. He doesn't even know what golf is. He doesn't even have a father. He was just born. They found him in the field one day. I think he came from space. He used to have a little red cape. He's very strong. He sometimes goes up to some frigid area and just hangs out by himself. Who is John Jansen? I didn't know who this person is. She went out of her way.
Yeah, she really did. And that's the only one I remember that was something really bad that anybody said about John.
But she went out of her way to cover for him. He did not protect her because she had to deal with the stress of having to keep all this stuff behind closed doors that he was putting on to her when he was the one who entered into this relationship with someone who's already on TV and then puts this pressure on her to keep things private. And then she is cracking under this pressure. We see her pretty much break down and he's terrible to her and he's not protecting her. And now Alexis is going to say, oh, well, she didn't protect him. No, no, no. It doesn't work that way, ma'am. Shannon was the hero in that relationship.
Yeah. Alexis is gross. And, you know, she's standing up for
and hilarious.
A really gross guy. John was the one who came on TV and called Emily a fucking bitch and did all that. John has earned his reputation. Shannon didn't do that. And anything that's brought onto TV that was mean about John was brought onto TV by Tamara herself, not Shannon, which is also so Tamara. To bring things up, to ruin something, and then a year later use it as evidence against somebody else. And she was the one who did it in the first place. It's just so her. It's so her. And it makes me crazy because they all know this and they just go with it. Emily's like over there making jokes, you know. They just all go with it. So Vicky's like, oh, John's not a victim. He's not a victim. You know what? You tried to protect him and you don't need to. And Alexis goes, see? I mean, Vix, now you're still adding. You're just going to add names to him. And I don't know what that means really exactly, but you're adding names to him. And it's done, okay? It is done. He's never acted like a victim, except of, you know, being robbed and his reputation been demolished. Like, what are you talking about? Your whole thing is sitting here talking about what a victim he fucking is.
So now Jen emerges from this room and finds Shannon, who's just standing in a random corner of the restaurant. And Shannon goes,
you know what? It really hurts my feelings that nobody came out to see if I was okay. And she's like, oh, yes, I understand that. But unfortunately, Heather blocked the doorway because she replaced all the books with her autobiography. So it's just like a little bit of commotion in there. But I was able to sneak on through. Anyway, there's a lot of talk in there right now. And Alexis and Tamara are showing wire transfers or something. It's totaling $75,000.
I was just wondering if you could ask them to send you those screenshots so I could take the bank account and routing numbers and give them to Ryan just for investigative purposes. You know, he just loves looking into bank numbers. So that would be great. Thank you. Thank you so much for considering that. It's like, no, by the way, it was $65,000. He gave me $30,000 and then he gave me $35,000. So I don't know why I said that out loud on TV and put that into evidence, but there you go. God, why is nobody coming out here?
I mean, Alexis has photographs of canceled checks. Does she think she's on Dateline and she's going to nail me for something? And, you know, I am outraged. And he's saying I owe him money because you know why? Because he's spending too much right now. Figured it out. Got it. So you have receipts, Alexis? You should start saving yours in case it doesn't work out for you.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, Alexis, if this guy's going to do this to her, he's going to do this to you. So I hope you're ready, sucka. Also, here's a big question I get from this. Facelifts are $35,000, and are you allowed to start GoFundMes for that? Is that something I could be like, hey, waddle removal, GoFundMe? Because $35,000, I feel like, sounds like a fun deal. Let's do it. Will you support me?
I will support. We'll both be like, bleh. I need to.
Come on. We've been talking about these shows for years. We need to start working on our own.
I need to fix my things. Man boobs. That's I'm fine with
that.
Oh my
God, I want that too.
I want the man boob surgery. Okay.
Oh my God, let's get it all.
Let's get it. Let's do it all.
We're going to do this.
Let's just go come out me. Looking like Taylor Armstrong. So.
Bitch, fund me.
So Shannon's like, she's like, you know, he always said I'm a good guy and I don't deserve this. Oh, John, what I could say, the things that I could release. All right. Oh, here's a little something for everyone. He once, get this, get ready, everyone. He once bought Goldfish crackers and did not tell me. And that's a big no-no in our household because we don't do artificial cheeses. So I thought that was a very rude thing for him to do. So consider yourself broken, Internet.
And all joking aside, I think that she probably does have really terrible things about John. Terrible. I mean, they would get into supposedly like drunken, crazy fights and all this stuff. He was leaving her at restaurants, all this. I'm sure she has terrible issues with his kids. She can report on John. But she's like, I'm not talking about John on TV. He's already suing me. And he's sitting there with Alexis. What do you think he's going to do? They're going to use anything I say. They're going to purposely file lawsuits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm not saying shit. So Vicky gets up. She's like, I'm going to go fight Shannon. And Tamara sees her in, you know? So Tamara turns on her innocent face and she runs right up to Vicky. And she's like, Vicky, Vex. And she grabs her shoulder. She goes, I told you from day one, it wasn't you, bitch. It wasn't you while I'm back down in Tres Amigas. It wasn't you. It was her. The game was always her. Why are we acting like the Tres Amigas is like Hamilton?
Why are we acting like they're the Dixie Chicks? Okay. Vicky's like,
Who broke up Destiny's Child? This is too much.
Vicky's like, you know what? That girl needs a hug and needs to be said, you're going to be okay. And your DUI is not the label for the rest of your life. She also would like some salmon and says, steamed vegetables, please. She put in her order before she walked out the room. Sorry.
You're enabling her, Vex. You're enabling her.
She's like, I'm not enabling her. I just, you know what? I don't give her the bottle. I don't give her the bottle. I give her a glass of Belvedere, not a bottle. Okay? You know?
She's like, but she needs help, Vex.
That's not help. What you're doing is not help. If someone's an alcoholic, and especially if you think they're an alcoholic because they're miserable, and this is a side effect of their misery, you don't publicly and nationally bully them on television, you fucking asshole. Like, if you really do believe that she's an alcoholic and this is your reaction to it, you're worse than I even thought. And I thought you were pretty bad already.
Yeah, it's pretty depraved. I mean, like, you're, okay, so you're best friends with her, okay, and you're also doing a show with her. So you are just going to ditch the show because you're like, you're an alcoholic. It just doesn't, like, it. Why are you not sitting down and having a heart-to-heart with her? And honestly, if you want to be kind of like opportunist about it, why are you not doing that on camera this season on Orange County? Like, you're actually kind of messing up what could have been a really good storyline for you. If honestly, seeing it as cynically as possible, you know, but like just actually alienating her and screaming at her and shaming her for it is just like, listen, it's our job to shame people as podcasters, but like, you're a friend and you're not supposed to shame your friend over stuff like this. So yeah, it's a failure on Tamara's part.
And Tamara's little monologue here would work if she wasn't like bullying Shannon, because I think if she was saying like, Shannon, we should talk about your drinking, and Shannon ran out of the room sobbing, and then Tamara delivered this monologue, it would work. But not right after she's bullied her. Because Tamara's like,
I'm not going to enable Shannon because I'm not that type of friend. I'm not going to be the person that allows you to drink and doesn't hold you accountable. So what? Next time you kill somebody, stop drinking, get help, or I'm done with this relationship.
Great monologue. If you weren't completely fucking torturing this person on national TV and using every weak spot against them for years against them for your own shits and giggles, you monstrous human being. So then we cut back to Shannon and Jen, and Jen's like, I think you need to go back in there because everybody's talking right now, and you really need to go back in there. And I just want you to say PIN number. You know what, Alexis? If you're going to prove something to me, I need a PIN number. Prove to me that you really have this information. Just get that, and then I'll write it down.
So I'm lost because the notes that I downloaded, they accidentally didn't finish downloading. And so I'm going back to re-download them. So you just keep on talking.
Oh, here. Do you want me to copy them into your notes?
No, I got them. I got them all. I got them all back here. I'm just catching up to where the heck you were.
Oh, okay. So then inside the private room, Vicky sits back down at the table and Alexis is like, I won't deal with liar face anymore. Or as I call her, lie face. She's poking a bear. First she poked him, but now she's poking me. So liar face better shush it. Actually, she was poking him and now you're poking him. So I don't know. If we're going to go around with poking analogies, you're doing it wrong, which shouldn't shock anybody. And Alexis is like, you know, I do think Alexis does herself a disservice being so aggressive towards Shannon. Like, let them know you as Alexis and not John's defender. You know, like, this is a better way to get to know these girls.
I personally, and maybe you all don't agree, and that's okay, but maybe taking it down so that maybe you can become better friends with Shannon, I don't know. You know, I'm normally very much in favor of belittling and ruining Shannon, but this is maybe just too much, even for me.
Yeah, there's like, I tried to get her thrown into a mental asylum, and I mean, that was fun. You know, you just need to learn to do this stuff with a little bit more fun.
I literally threatened to murder her. I literally said, I am going to haunt your nightmares and I will destroy you and your family and your entire bloodline will be over. And this is too much.
And then Alexis goes, here's all I know. I want to get to know her and like her for her. Okay? I just want to get to know her.
And Emily's like, yeah, but you can't say that and bring receipts at the same time, which is a very fair point. She goes, yes, I can. And Tamara's like, yeah, why can't she? It's like, if you're going to like fucking lie about my guy, like, guess what? Happy-go-lucky Lexi's going to bring some receipts.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not taking this. I cannot believe somebody said something to me right now. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, okay? Happy go bye-bye, Lexi. Happy go bye-bye.
Yeah, and she's like, I have more receipts, and they'll come also. Okay, I'm leaving you. Love you. Love you. I've got more receipts. Love you. And he's like, well, you can't say you want to be friends with someone and then, like, work something out and bring receipts at the same time. That's all I'm saying.
And Emily's like, yeah, it's obviously true. Obviously, I mean, look, it's about everybody's watch. It's so ham-handed. Like, I just really want to be friends with Shannon, which is why I'm, you know, having John sue her and then coming onto her show and humiliating her every single day at every dinner I come to. It's just because I'm a good person, guys. Jesus. Am I right? Jesus. So then Vicky gets up and she's like, okay, goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. I have to say something. Everybody, all I want you to know is this is toxic to me. This is really toxic. You have to be kind. You know, humans need to do that, especially we're women of faith, okay? We are women of faith. We are Jesus lovers. I'm a Jesus lover. You're a Jesus lover. I don't really know what that one that looks like metallic. I mean, is that a metallic dress? I'm not really sure. You look very poor. And you know what? Jesus loved poor people. So whoever you are, I loved you. Thank you. I feel bad. Okay. I don't care. Jesus, right?
Everyone here likes Jesus, except for that heathen in the corner. Excuse me, my name is Heather, not heathen. Oh, yes, my bad. I love it. Just, so then Heather's like, I mean, Vicky giving a speech about how disgusting this all is. That's Heather. I'm sorry, I meant that's Rich. So Emily's like,
that's like Rich enough to possibly almost live by Drake, who's totally hip and cool and everybody loves. Everybody's going to be so impressed with that information when I bring that up on national television soon.
So then Emily is impersonating her and everything, and then Emily's like, yeah, could you like please show flashbacks now of Vicky being disgusting? And like on cue, they just have it ready. They just have this package ready. Family van, people calling someone a slut, screaming, like every, the whole thing, all of Vicky's greatest hits, screaming at the reunion.
Yeah, I don't know that it was correct though. I'm totally team Vicky in the family van part.
Yeah, me
too. She was right. Yeah, listen, yeah, calling customer service is not the same as calling someone a fucking slut, okay? Like, we need separate montages for these two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Emily's like, we should all be good Christians and love one another and support women and buy her insurance. That's Vicky. I love her for it.
Have some compassion. That's it. Have some compassion. And Tamara's like, I did. For 10 years, bitch. Well, it was never okay. It is never okay to drink and drive. What I'm saying is that this is icky. And this is not the way we treat women. Okay? We have to be there for women. That's what I'm going
to
leave.
She needs to be in the rehab program. That's what she
did. You don't get to determine that, Tamara.
So Emily's like, well, I mean, she should go to rehab. She's talking to Heather. She goes, I think she should go to rehab and not drink. And Heather goes, yeah, but she does look amazing. She looks so good.
She looks really good. I'm very impressed. You know, she looks good enough to live very close to Drake. Not quite good enough. Maybe like a few miles, but close in the zip code.
So then Tamara's like,
I'm not even saying drinking and driving. When you're an alcoholic, you shouldn't drink at all.
Listen, stop trying to ruin Bravo.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sick of this fucking alcoholism thing to every single person. You don't get to decide. The person gets to decide. If random people get to decide who's an alcoholic, you're going to ruin this network. And frankly, it's in enough trouble already. Okay?
So, you know, the truth is that Tamara has gone so hard here. And then she's going to realize she went so hard. So it'll probably, I'm going to say in like an episode or two, there's going to be the scene of Tamara saying, it's just that like, Shannon, it just like triggers me because like I was around a lot of alcoholics growing up and like it's just like hard for me to see it. And it's like I'm saying these things because I love it, but I'm traumatized. She's going to totally make it into like I have trauma around this and so I lash out. I can't help it. So it really wasn't even me speaking. I have to blame like my mom's boyfriend in 1987. It'll be one of those stories.
Yeah. Well, They're doing it, you know, it's just, and this show really does have this problem a lot where it just gets too mean. It's like fun, but then it just goes too hard. It's not as fun watching someone just get ripped apart like that. Because I thought it was hilarious. Everybody watching this show knows that it is very possible that Shannon has an actual problem with alcoholism. And, you know, first of all, when you make it something that we have to talk about, it makes it sad watching Shannon when it should be fun. And also, it just makes the whole show too dark. Like, you know, it doesn't have to, like, devolve into this level of bullying, for Christ's sake, you know?
Yeah. Well, Tamara's definitely wrong in this situation, but we'll see how this all shakes out. And until then, everyone have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. We've got Crappy Hour coming back, and thanks everyone for being here all week long.
Love you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. We know the six wives of Henry VIII as pawns in his hunt for a son, but their lives were so much more than just being the king's wives. I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Royals. In each episode, we'll pull back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
We rarely see Henry VIII's wives in their own light, as women who used the tools available to them to hold on to power. Some women won the game, others lost. But they were all unexpected agents in their own stories.
Being a part of a royal family might seem enticing, but more often than not, it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Go deeper and get more to the story with Wondery's top history podcasts, including American Scandal, Legacy, and Black History for Real.